Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wsino.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wsino.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, on Sunday we had such a move of the Holy Spirit, and I want you to be a part of what God is doing. So I just decided this morning by the power and the Spirit of God to let you just join us in the service towards the end of the praise and worship, which was absolutely life-changing, and the presence and the power of God moved so strongly in our service and in the midst. And I wanted you to be a part of that, to experience what God is doing in your own life. You can receive miracle signs and wonders. So let's pick up and join with the Holy Spirit in the service right now.
God, don't be ashamed to praise God. He was not ashamed to hang on a cross naked, beat up, whipped for us. Never be ashamed to worship the King. He says you enter the gates with thanksgiving and you come into his courts with praise. And then the Bible says in Proverbs 23 that he inhabits the praises of his people. And if you have a situation in your life like the children that were marching around the walls of Jericho with Joshua leading them, and the Lord said on the last day, the seventh time on the last day, he said, raise a hallelujah. You raise a shout unto the King of Glory. You raise a prayer and a call out to the glorious one. And those walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Hallelujah. Listen, I've got some great news for you. The battle is not yours. David wrote in 1 Samuel, he said, the battle belongs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You don't have to fight. You already have been given the victory. You raise a hallelujah. You raise a hallelujah. When the devil attacks you, you worship God. When the devil comes at you, you acknowledge and glorify God. And the devil will take off. He'll come in this way, but he'll scatter and flee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, when we do praise and worship, we don't do it to fill time in, because I'm always running out of time. I'm always looking for more time so that I can preach more, because I love preaching. So if this was a fill-in, I wouldn't let it happen. It's not a fill-in. This is preparing your heart. The Lord comes and he prepares and plows in your heart. And if we invoke him properly, he comes and sits on the praises. And you want God in your midst. We need God in our midst. And when God comes, things change. And so the praise and worship is really for us to get into his presence. And he told us to worship him. He told us to make a joyful noise. He said, use the drums. He said, use the timbrels. He said, use the pipe instruments, the guitars. He said, use all of that stuff. And then you make a joyful noise and you sing out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I'm telling you, he will turn every situation around that you will say, my God, you're here. Raise a hallelujah in the house. That's what you got to do. Shout it out, shout it out. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. exaltation. Worship the King of Glory right now. Hallelujah. You see, I got tired of singing three hymns and two hers and then sitting down, still the same. I want to sing to God. And I want, you know what? If my singing is not making me excited, do you think it's exciting Him? Get lost in worship. Get lost in praising Him. He desires those that are His to worship Him and praise Him. Because He knows the benefits it is for our own life. Hallelujah. When Israel were facing an impossible situation, more than once, but when they were facing an impossible situation, the odds were stacked against them. The enemy was coming in like a flood. God said, I will raise up a standard against that enemy. He said, you send out the worship team in front of the armies. You send out the musicians in front of the army. You send out the singers in front of the armies. Now that sounds like insanity to me. But when they did that, when the armies went in front and they began to sing, when the worship teams went in front and they began to sing and worship the King of Glory, when they did that, this is not just a story. This is an actual fact. You need to believe this stuff. When they went out singing and worshiping God, the enemy turned upon itself. The enemies turned on themselves and slaughtered one another. And they marched into the camp, the enemy's camp, and took the spoils. It was raising a hallelujah that dropped the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho came scrambling, smashing down by worshiping and raising a hallelujah to the King of Glory. When you come to church, come here to worship God. Come here to meet God. Come here to meet Him. You see, I was in church for far too many years and I knew nothing. And I never met God. I never met God. I knew about Him, but I did not know Him. Here is a time where you can get to know God right now. Right here, right now. You can have a conversation with God and He can answer you right here, right now, because He is inhabiting your praises. He's in the house today. God is here. And I got tired of spinning my wheels, going nowhere, sitting on a rocking chair. Plenty of action, but no movement. That's religion. Religion sits in a rocking chair. It looks good for everyone to see, to hear. Oh, look at me, I'm rocking. But he hasn't moved an inch forward. Children of God, in relationship with God, God takes you by the hand and He leads you by the still waters. He takes you through the midst of the enemy. He prepares a table for you in the midst of your enemies.
Stand to your feet as we welcome our senior pastor, Dr. Gerard Curry. And let me tell you this, expect a miracle. Expect God to move in your life, because I know He's got it.
Praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Excuse me. I feel like we've already had church. Should we just go home? Okay, take your Bible, shake it all about. Let's make a faith statement. You ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's law, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Now, I just want to mention something. You know, my wife, my function, anybody in the fivefold ministry, the function for those people in ministry is to equip the people, the saints of God. But a pastor is here to equip the saints so that they can become effective. And so we're teaching the Word of God. Everyone say the Word of God. I don't teach what I think, I teach what God says. And so I stick to the Word of God always, and I also live according to the Word of God. I do my utmost best to actually live the way God says to live. Now, the Word of God is the only thing, obviously the Holy Spirit and the Word. That's why we are Word and Faith Church, Word and Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the Word combined will change your life. I mean, the Holy Spirit can change you completely like that. But you need to know the Word, and then you can confess, like what my wife was talking about. A lot of people don't understand. They don't know that. They don't know that you can call things in as though, you know, call things that are not as though they were. Being a Word church, we teach you how to stand on your own two feet, how to become successful, how to be prosperous, how to get closer to God, how to have a good relationship, how to get your marriage better, how to get your children serving God, how not to get on drugs, how to get off drugs, how to get off porn, how to get... That's what we do. And we use the power of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Come on. Amen. That's a good thing, because you want to walk out of here today saying, I've got something that's going to stand up for me, and I'm going to take care of a situation this week. You, so what we're doing is we're giving you tools. God's given the weapons to us, and he's told us to give you the tools so that you can get out there and take care of your own life. You need to be able to take care of yourself and your children. You know, and I may not be there at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully I'm not there at 2 o'clock in the morning in your house. Amen. Because there's a problem. The only time I go there to a person is when someone's in trouble. But it'd be great to know that I can take care of troubles and situations on my own. I don't need the pastor in my room. You understand? Remember the man said to Jesus, he said, my servant is lying and dying. Come and heal him. And Jesus said, I'm coming. And then he said, you don't have to come there. Just speak a word. Just speak a word and he'll be healed. God's Word and His Spirit will touch your life. Everything, every situation in your life, you can overcome. Amen. Every bad situation in your life, you are capable of being victorious over it. And when you come out of it, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you won't even remember it. You won't even smell of smoke. And that's how God is. That's who God is. And so I don't sit here and give you a flowery message. I'm going to challenge you. Amen. You want to walk out of church feeling challenged. You might be a bit angry at me because you think I'm reading your mail. But that's God reading your mail. I've had so many people come to me and say, who told you? I'm not joking. I've had people come to me and say, who told you that? And I say, I don't know anything what I'm talking about, but God knows. Amen. And so you want the Word of God in your life. You want what God's got. You want the tools, and you want to be able to use them. Amen.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of Christian FM. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar.